It's time once again for the Jason Kirkman Show, direct from Studio 312 in New Mexico's Tularosa Basin, where women dress like ladies and men hold the door and tip their hats. He's bringing back the nickel soda pop and spreading smiles across the country. Here he is passing out bowls of boiled peanuts. It's Jason Kirkman.
I love boiled peanuts. I don't know about you. Anyway, you're going to be listening to a great, fantastic, another version of the Jason Kirkman Show right here. Right now, right today, because we got a lot going on. I've got some fresh music, got some fresh stories, and we're going to have fun bringing back that nickel soda pop. You know what that is? It's a concept. It's not a beverage. It's a concept about the way things used to be right here in America, and you and I are going to bring it back together. We're going to start by remembering those days with the great comedy, vintage entertainment, music, jokes, laughs, all the fun that we had back then with mom and pop and grandma and grandpa. Let's start it off with a little music. We'll be right back right after this. Affiliate stations that are carrying the Jason Kirkman Show, 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico. That's our anchor station. also 97.5 out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, and the good folks at the Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas, Country Lovin' Radio out of Vancouver, Washington, also Oldies Radio 104.3 FM out of Cairo, West Virginia. They serve Ritchie County, and OldiesRadio88.com and RememberWhenRadio.com. Both of those are out of Columbia, South Carolina. Also, I'd like to thank the good folks at the Hawaiian Pacific Radio Station in Phoenix, Arizona, and the good people at Q-Star Radio based out of Tampa, Florida, and our latest affiliate, KOWS Radio 107.3 FM out of Occidental, California. Now, all of these stations have wonderful, fabulous websites, and if you want to check out those websites, and I encourage you to do so, go to jasonkurtman.com, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N.com, and you'll see a list of them right there on the left on the front homepage. And check out their websites. They've got some beautiful websites, and you'll learn more about their stations and other shows that they have as well. We'll get right back into music right now. You're listening to The Jason Kurtman Show, coming to you from Studio 312 in New Mexico's Tularosa Basin, as Steve said earlier, where the women are beautiful and the men are, well, the men are finely groomed.
It took 100 years to make that oak tree grow. And there beside that tree, I learned to love you so. It took 100 years of sunshine before that oak tree grew. But it only took a minute, baby, to fall in love with you. It didn't take a lifetime to make my dreams come true. No, it only took a minute, baby, to fall in love with you. It took 1,000,000 stars to make that starlight shine.
Shine, shine, shine.
And underneath those stars, one night I made you mine.
Yeah, I made you mine.
It took 1,000,000 stars twinkling to light that sky of blue. But it only took a minute, baby, to fall in love with you. It didn't take a lifetime to make my dreams come true. No, it only took a minute, baby, to fall in love with you. Yeah, it only took a minute, baby, to fall in love with you.
When stopped by the police at an alcohol checkpoint, driver does not expect his passenger to tell the police that he's drunk, particularly if that passenger happens to be a parrot. But that's exactly what happened to a man in Mexico City. Guillermo Reyes, 49, is reported to have been stopped at a routine checkpoint when officers heard a voice in the car saying, "He's drunk!" repeatedly. Acting on this information, the officers gave Reyes a sobriety test, which he failed, and he was consequently arrested. The parrot was supposed to be taken away, but when Reyes told police that separation from him would cause the animal distress, they allowed it to accompany him to jail. No information is available on whether the parrot will be called to testify in the case. Here's Adam Faith with "Don't That Beat All."
Don't that beat all I ever heard? Every single word. You say you've changed your mind. Oh, baby, that's unkind. They say that love is blind. The more I look, the more I find. Don't that beat all I ever saw? For sure. Oh, fool that other guy. He's gonna get the old gold by. Well, well, don't that past. So our affair is past, but now the die is cast, and he that's longest who lasts last. There's one thing more I wanna say, dear. When you come begging back one day, I'll take one look at you, and then I'll tell you what you can do. Well, well, ha-ha, don't that beat all.
Here's Chuck Berry with Route 66.
Well, if you ever plan to motor west, Jack, take my way, it's the highway that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it goes from St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City, looks so, so pretty, you see. Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingsman, Warsaw, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this kindly tip, Jack, and take that California trip. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Stop, gotta make a trip to the record. t-shirt shop. Go home, take a shower, get a bite to eat. Then jump in my hot rod and cut out to meet. Freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, all going crazy to the rock and roll and rhythms of the record at the high school hop.
The title of Dirtiest Man in the World is not official, but a good candidate for it has been identified in Iran. A Muhaji who lives in a village in Iran has not washed for 60 years because he thinks that cleanliness may make him ill. He lives either in a hole in the ground or a brick shack and enjoys eating the rotten meat of dead porcupines and smokes a pipe that's stuffed with, well, you don't want to know what it's stuffed with. But he does keep his hair trimmed. That's good. He burns it over a fire to trim it, and he drinks 5 liters of water a day from a rusty tin. Think about that the next time you think your neighbors are bringing down your property values.
I saw her standing on the corner.
Whoop-chew, whoop-chew.
A yellow ribbon in her hair.
Whoop-chew, whoop-chew.
I couldn't keep myself from shouting.
Whoop-chew.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that.
No, look at that.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, young blood. I tried to walk, but I was lame.
Whoop-chew, whoop-chew.
I tried to talk, but I just stood it.
Whoop-chew,
now, what's your name?
What's your name? No,
what's your name?
Oh, what's your name?
Young blood. Young blood. Young blood. Well, I can't get you out of my mind. The crazy stuff. So tough, I tried to follow her all the way home. When things went bad, I met her dad. He said,
"You better leave my daughter alone."
Well, I couldn't sleep a wink for crying. I saw the rising of the sun. Went all night long, my heart was flying. Now you're the one.
The one.
No, you're the one.
You're the one.
Oh. Young blood. Young blood. Young blood. Well, I can't get you out of my mind.
I'm gonna find her.
I'm gonna find her.
Every week.
a home, a salmon spit. They got nothing shallow on me. Sergeant riding a tally tin and Boston blanket. No matter where she's hiding, she's gonna hear me coming. I'm gonna walk right down the street just like bulldog drumming, cause I've been searching. I've been searching every which way, yeah, yeah. But I'm like that Northwest Mountain. You know I'll bring her in.
I'm gonna find her. I'm gonna find her.
But I'm like that Northwest Mountain. You know I'll bring her in.
To the country just the other day to see my Uncle Bill and sort of pass the time away. I asked him how he'd been since last I'd passed his way. He rubbed his chin, and here's what he had to say. My wife's been sick, and the youngins too, and I am darn near down with the flu. The cow's gone dry, and the hens won't lay, but we're still living. So everything's okay. The hogs took the cholera. They've gone and died. The bees got mad and they left with a hive. The weevils got the corn. The rain rotted the hay. But we're still living. So everything's okay. The porch rotted down. That's more expense. The darned old mule, he tore down the fence. The mortgage is due and I can't pay. But we're still living, so everything's okay. The cow broke in the field and ate up the beans. The darn rabbits, they got the turnip green. And my ma-in-law just moved in to stay. But we're still living, so everything's okay. My land's so poor, so hard and yellow. You gotta sit on a sack of fertilizer to raise an umbrella. And it rains out here nearly every day. But we're still living, so everything's okay. The well's gone dry. I have to tote the water up from the spring, about a mile and a quarter. My helper, he quit for lack of pay. But we're still living, so everything's okay. The house, it leaks. It needs a new top. When it rains, it wets everything we got. Chimney fell down just the other day. But we're still living, so everything's okay. The cornmeal's gone and the meat's run out. Got nothing to kill to put in the smokehouse. The preacher's coming Sunday to spend the day. But we're still living, so everything's okay. The canned stuff's spoiled, or else the jars got broke. All we got left is one old billy goat. We're gonna have a new baby about the 1st of May. But we're still living, so everything's okay. My crop is rotted in the ground. I asked for another loan, but the banker turned me down. But we're still living, and we're praying for better days. So after all, everything's in pretty good shape.
Hi, y'all. I'm glad for you to see me, I guarantee. You know, the mainest thing in life is for people to lie. But y'all sit out there like a bottle of stale water, but how come you don't lie? That's much more better. I guarantee. You know, I got a friend who lived in the little town of Bulky, Louisiana. That's just south of Alexander. Alexander right on the middle of Louisiana. In the Dixon and Mason line, run right through Bonky. Anything north of that, that's a Yankee as far as us kids. And I never will forget this friend with me was in one of them barroom saloons, you know? And he was not in there for a prayer meeting, too, you hear? And he get drunk and good. And he walk out of that place, he don't know his right hand from his left hand, you know? And he supposed to took his right hand and brought himself home. But he don't did that. He took a left hand. And he walked into a cemetery, how you call a graveyard. And he stumbled over them headstones. And somebody done haul off and dig one of them brand new fresh graves. And there's been rain for 4 or 3 days and everything's slickery. Oh, man. And he haul off and he slip himself now, ka-choom, right into them graves. And them side is slippery, you know, and he dropped too. That don't help him some, and he can't get up. And he yell, help me, I'm cold. And he keep yelling like that, you know, help me, I'm cold. And one of his friends brought himself out of them same barroom saloon, in the same shape like him. Drunk. And he hear that, help me, I'm cold. And he got a big curious, like all us kids, we got a big curious, you know. And he got to go see what that is, what yell, help me, I'm cold, from a graveyard. And he walk in there and he stumble all over them headstones, just like that other fella, but he's more careful when he get to them open grave. He look down there at that kid and lay on the bottom of them grave, yell, help me, I'm cold. And he look down there and say, of course you cold, you done kick all your dirt off of you out there.
Whisper, love, and we'll eternally. Tonight, tonight, more than any time before, this heart of mine seems to need you so much more. The touch of your lips, the thrill of your embrace, keep saying that no one will ever.
At a 2009 sentencing hearing, Judge Daniel Rozak sentenced Jason Mayfield of Joliet, Illinois to 2 years probation for a felony drug charge. In other words, he basically got to walk away. His cousin, however, didn't. After the sentence was announced, his cousin, Clifton Williams, yawned loudly, angering Rozak, who then sentenced Williams to 6 months in jail for contempt of court, calling the yawn a loud and boisterous attempt at disruption. It wasn't the first time Rozak issued an odd contempt of court charge. He's jailed people for their ringing cell phones and for uttering profanities. Williams, by the way, only served 3 weeks for this infraction.
Never let little girl, stay true. That's all I ask of you.
I worked in the Army. Well, I didn't work in the Army, but I was in the Army. Who worked in the Army? Listen, I'm not letting any cats out of the bag, I don't think. And I was stationed at the Presidio in 1954, and I happened to go back a couple weeks ago, and I would duck my head into offices, you know, and I'd go like, "Hi, Jim, hi, Harry." And instead of Jim or Harry, there would be a giant machine there with lights on it, lights going up and down, and cards dropping into slots, you know. And I had the weird feeling that the machine was about to say, "Hello, Bob." The really weird thing is going to be when they finally design the ultimate machine in automation, which is required to fire another machine, you know? And the one machine is ushered into the other machine's office, and the boss machine says, "Sit down, machine. Your work has not been going too well, and we're going to have to let you go. This is a recorded message." What I'm getting at is more and more jobs in the Army are being eliminated by the machine. There is one job that they will never eliminate in the Army through the machine, and that is the job of the foot soldier. And as long as they can't replace him, they're never going to be able to replace the griper. We've always had gripers. We had the griper in the Korean War, had him in World War II, in World War I, in the Civil War, and it stands to reason that we must have had gripers in the Revolutionary Army. And I thought it might be kind of interesting to imagine what a griper in the Revolutionary Army might have been like. And I think he might have been like this. "You hear what Nutty George pulled last night?" The dollar across Potomac, you didn't hear about that? You know, he had us out till 3 a.m. looking for the plane. And we finally get back to the barracks about 3 a.m. You know what time I finally got to sleep? 5. Yeah. There's some nut flashing a light on and off in the church tower all night, for God's sake. Oh, and then the minute he quits, this drunk goes riding through town screaming. Oh, then remember we were marching the other day, and I had those shoes on that are two sizes too small for me. I've been trying to turn in the quartermaster for the last 3 weeks, and you know I kept kind of favoring this right leg all the time, you know. And who was it? Harry had the flag, and Al was blowing flute or something like that, I think, wasn't he? Finally, you know, I get back to the barracks. I'm soaking my feet. Sergeant walks in. He says, "Washington caught it. He likes the idea of the limp, and I should leave it in." Oh, we got some real winners on our side. What do you think of Benny? Yeah, George's friend, Benny. Yeah, Franklin, the one with the square glasses, you know? There's a real flip, boy. You've heard what he does for kicks, haven't you? Next time we have a thunderstorm, watch him. Oh, then the crowning touch. Remember, we're going across the Delaware in the boat. Ice on either side, right? Dead of the night. Who do you suppose gets up and walks to the front of the boat and stands in the front of the boat? Nutty George, sure. And then the guy in the other boat painting him. How about him?
Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love, sweet love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.
Hey! Well, are you feeling the urge to sip one of those nickel soda pops? I sure am, but I guess for now my soda stream machine's gonna have to do. I'll tell you what, I'm enjoying putting this music together. I'm having such a good time. I really am. The sun's shining through my bay window here in my studio. Here at Studio 312 in southern New Mexico. If you ever get out this way, I'm telling you what, it's beautiful country. I didn't used to think so, but it's grown on me. I'll tell you what, the sun's always shining, the wind is always just the right amount, and the winters are mild here. And a lot, it's rich in history here, too. That's one thing I like about it here. I live just on the outskirts of the Billy the Kid territory, and I've been up to Lincoln, New Mexico quite a number of times. And it's just, if you like history, this is a good area to be in. And if you like a good, fair climate, this is a good area to be in. But you know what? No matter where you are, as long as you've got a smile on your face, then that's a good place to be. Here's Wendy Bagwell singing about the old devil.
Come on.
Not afraid of you. I'm not concerned with what you've done or what you're gonna do. Just come on in, old devil, and sit a spell with me. Or maybe there's something in my eyes you didn't want to see. I went down to the meeting house with some friends of mine last night. They were having a revival, and it sure was a sight. They were preaching and a-praying to someone they couldn't see. And all at once, this unseen man got a hold of me.
Come on in, old devil, you don't worry me. Got a one-way ticket to the promised land, a place we'll never be.
I thought about you, devil, and the places we have been. You call these places fun, but this new man called them sin. Hey, where you going, devil? I guess you've had enough. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, didn't mean to get so rough. You look all burned up, old devil. I can almost hear you fizz. I believe that you have figured out who this man I'm talking about is.
Come on in, old devil. you don't worry me. Got a one-way ticket to the promised land, a place you'll never be.
Hey, one more time, I want to thank all the affiliate stations that carry the Jason Kirkman Show. We have such a good time here. I'll talk about our anchor station, 88.9 FM KHII, right in Cloudcroft, New Mexico. It's a little mountain area, beautiful country. I'll tell you what, down here, I'm in the Tularosa Basin, just in the foothills of the Cloudcroft area. And up there, I got to tell you, it's usually 10 to 20 degrees cooler than it is here in the basin. So if it gets a little hot here and I'm a little overworking myself, no such thing, right? Then I'll get on my motorcycle or get in the truck with my boy and we'll head up to Cloudcroft for some ice cream and a mountain drive. Also here in Alamogordo, New Mexico, 97.5 FM. I want to tell you about a place called Dallas, Texas. Boy, that's a beautiful place. Big city right there in the heart of Dixie. They carry the Jason Kirkman Show on the Leading Edge Radio Network there. Also, Country Lovin' Radio in Vancouver, Washington, if you ever get up in the Northwest. And Oldies Radio 104.3 FM in Cairo, West Virginia, serving Ritchie County. Now, I happen to know that they got some places out there that serve some really good food. And if you ever get out there, you ought to check it out. I'm going to try to head out this way, that way in the next year or so, because I sure want to go out there and visit them. Also, oldiesradio88.com and rememberwhenradio.com. They're all in Columbia, South Carolina there. And Hawaiian Pacific Radio, of all places, in Phoenix, Arizona. Now, there's a nice western town to visit, too. Also, Q-Star Radio out of Tampa, Florida. And I tell you what, I'd like to get down to Tampa, Florida every now and then, too. I went down to Pensacola, a little further north of there one time. I fell asleep on the beach and got sunburned. I don't recommend it. Also, KOWS Radio out of 107.3 FM, Occidental, California. They're now carrying the Jason Kirkman Show. So grateful to them. All of these radio stations have fantastic websites. And it's a whole lot easier to tell you to go to jasonkirkman.com, C-U-R-T-M-A-N.com, and click on their links right there on the homepage to visit their website. Visit their website and leave them a message or an email and let them know you're enjoying the station. We're going to get on with some fine music now, and I want to tell you all, I hope you all are having a fantastic day, and I really, really hope you're going to do your best to put a smile on somebody else's face this week.
Up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Hey!
Fuss with my woman, talk with my kids, sweat to lime, wrinkle and gray.
Lucky
son, nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Lord of
good luck, oh, tears all in my eyes.
Send down the silver lining,
lift me. Show me that river, take me all across, wash all my troubles away. But that
lucky old son
has nothing to do
but roll around heaven all day.
Show me that river, take me all across, wash all my troubles away. But that
lucky old
son had nothing to do but roll around heaven.
Oh, roll around heaven. Oh.
size don't stop no shoving around. I wanna stop shoving around, cause I found the girl I'm looking for. Oh, the very first time you touch my lips to my little red book, and I tore it in bits, ain't gonna be a surgeon no more. I wanna stop shoving around, cause I found the girl I'm looking for. Ain't no other dolly I'm a one to hold. Hey, hey, baby, I really am sold on you. Such a pretty little package I never did see. Gonna wrap you up and take you home with me. I'm thrilled like never before. I'm gonna stop shoving around, cause I found the girl I'm looking for. Ain't no other darling I'm on the hold. Hey, hey, baby, I really am sold on you. Such a pretty little package I never did see. Gonna wrap you up and take you home with me. I'm thrilled before. I wanna stop shoving around, cause I find the girl I'm looking for. I'm gonna stop shoving around. I'm gonna stop shoving around. I'm gonna stop shoving around.
Well, it's that part of the show when we wind things down, and of course I like to leave you with a word of encouragement, and that word of encouragement is usually to pass around as many smiles as you can, but I want to add something to that this week. I want to add that you ought to try to set a good example for your kids, your family, your friends, your neighbors, because you never really know who's looking at you and what you do. It's a fact. It's just the way things are, and I've seen it proven time and time again in my own life. So the example that you set is something that others look at. And with that, we'll leave you with Johnny Cash's song, I Walk the Line. And that's what I'm going to try to do this week. I'm going to walk that line between right and wrong, and I'm not going to step over it. You all have a great week. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show. God bless you. I love you. Take care.
Keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you, because you're mine. I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine. I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide, because you're mine. I walk the line. keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.